yes. Monday morning. The worst morning of the week. Every week. With 7 a.m. comes the piercing chime of my Darth Maul-themed alarm clock and the crashing down of my hopes that the weekend would last forever.
It's almost 8. We've got to get going. Move it, mister.
Fine!
Today we can expect another day of rain. All day, nonstop. Looks like rain every day the rest of the week as well.
Why is it always raining here? This is New Mexico, not Seattle.
Ready, let's go. I'll be waiting in the car.
Ah, coming. What the?
What have you got there?
It's a VHS tape. I tripped over it in the front yard.
Oh, don't let me forget I have to stop at the post office on the way home.
God, sometimes it seems like my mother really doesn't hear a word I say. Ah, high school. No one notices me. One thing I do have is this mysterious VHS tape. But I don't have a single clue what's on the tape, and I don't
That's
have a VCR.
The restaurant chain Red Lobster has its roots in 18th century colonial American propaganda. Hey, Freddy, will you stay after for a second?
Oh, sure, Mr. Michaels. Is that a VHS?
Yes, young Padawan. There's this documentary I think you'd really love.
Can I borrow your VCR to watch this, this very important documentary you're lending me?
It's not supposed to leave school premises, but hey, I'm here so you can become a Master Jedi. Take it.
Yes! Time to figure out what the heck is on this VHS, which so mysteriously found its way into my hands. What?!
Freddy.
Okay, remain calm. A human girl is crawling out of the television, and she seems to know my name, and she's coming towards me. I can't believe I'm gonna die at 14. Why didn't I just kiss Lonnie at sleepaway camp this summer? Wait a second. She's kind of cute.
Freddy.
I'm Freddy. What's your name?
I'm Ainsley.
Another day, another endless stream of reminders that I am alone in this world. A meager freshman from out of town. But today, something is different. I can't stop thinking about that demon girl who came out the TV last night. Was I dreaming? Who was she? She said her name was Ainsley, and then she crawled back into the TV. And I've never seen someone bend their joints like that.
Hey, Freddy!
Oh, hey, Mr. Michaels.
So?
How'd you like it? The documentary I gave you.
If I lie, I'll lose his respect, and he's literally, and I mean literally, the only person in this entire building who knows or cares that I'm alive. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I got caught up with something else.
Okay, Mr. Mysterious. What was this something else? Were you IMing with a girl?
People don't really IM anymore. but something like that, yeah. Having to go to school when there's a perfectly good creepy tape with a girl trapped inside is torture.
Hey, Freddy, how was school?
Can't talk! Okay, in we go. Come on. Come on. What? Hang on. What? No. Why didn't she come out? She probably doesn't want to see me again. Even a demon girl from hell doesn't want to see me.
Ready, phone.
I'll take it up here.
6 days.
Ainsley.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
How'd you know?
I can tell your voice anywhere.
Oh.
6 days until...
Oh, nothing. I don't know. How's it going?
I was just watching the tape, hoping you'd come
out. You wanted to see me again? Oh my gosh. I thought I imagined that moment we had.
Oh my god, no way! I thought I imagined it too. what's up with you?
Well, it's been like a while since anyone's asked about me. Like... 300 years, maybe.
Yeah, I know how it feels to be alone in this world. Go on. Tell me about your day.
Well...
What a day to be alive. The sun is shining, kind of, through the clouds a little bit. And lo, what's this? Is Mommy making bacon? Woo! Mom, good morning to you.
I had a feeling bacon would get you out of bed.
Aren't mornings just the best?
Okay, mister. What's going on? Why are you so happy?
I met someone. Maybe.
Like a friend? Oh, how fun. Does he want to come over after school? I can go get some fun snacks.
More like a girlfriend.
Really?
Yep. Gotta get to school. Bye. Finally, made it through yet another pointless day at school. Time to pop in the tape and see my beautiful Ainsley. Hey, Mom! Do not disturb. I'm, studying. Really hard.
Okay, let me know if you get hungry.
Okay. Tape in. Press play. Yeah, I get it. Death and destruction and spiders and slime. Hurry up, Ainsley.
Oh... Hey, Freddy.
Ainsley, welcome. I have snacks.
What? What are those? Oh, they look scary. Did you get those for me?
Mm-hmm. Cheeto Puffs. They are scary. Scary delicious.
My big sister is making me and my little brother churn the butter, so we pushed her down the well.
What? You've never heard of Star Wars. Oh my gosh, okay. I'm gonna need 3 hours minimum to explain.
It's kind of complicated. The tape is just a vessel. I'm more living the air around you.
Hey, Ainsley?
Yeah?
I like you. Like... I like you like you.
I like you like you too, Freddy. 5 days!
Whoa! What? What the... Where'd you go? Come on. Ainsley? Ah, jeez. History class next. I can't focus on anything besides Ainsley. 5 days until what? Where did she go last night, and why? My new demon girlfriend is so confusing. But then again, I guess all girls are confusing.
Padawan! Freddy!
I didn't get a chance to watch the documentary yet. I've been kind of preoccupied.
You know, you can talk to me about anything. Just try me.
Okay.
So Mom and I moved here after Dad died in a mysterious fire. We were already planning on moving anyway because Dad had an affair with Mom's twin sister, but then the mysterious fire happened, killing them both, and we basically had no choice. This is Mom's hometown, and she swore she'd never come back, also for super mysterious reasons, but after all the heartbreak with Dad, she was just yearning for something familiar, so here we are in this town where it's always raining, like literally always, which makes no sense because it's New Mexico, and as you know, I have no friends, like none at all, and I don't have a dad anymore, so I'm lost spiritually, so like a few days ago, I'm super depressed, I'm heading out to school, and I trip over a mysterious VHS tape in the front yard. I have no idea how it got there, it's unmarked. I got you to lend me your VCR, and I watched watch the tape. At first, it seemed like a horror movie or something, but then this girl climbed out of the TV. I thought she was going to murder me, but then we both realized each other was pretty dang cute, so we started talking, one thing led to another. Now we're talking every night. She's pretty much the coolest girl ever. The only thing that's weird, besides the fact that she climbed out of the scary movie and how the tape got in the front yard in the first place, is that every time she leaves, she says 6 days or 5 days, and I guess she's just going to keep counting down until there's no days left, and then I'll see what the big surprise is. It's super distracting.
Mr. Michaels?
We need to get you to safety.
What? What are you talking about?
Freddy, listen to me. That tape is cursed. This girl, this monster, is going to kill you in 5 days. I'm calling your mother.
Ainsley would never do that.
I'm sorry, Freddy, but you don't know what you're talking about. I'm calling your mother immediately. Shoot. Where did I put my phone? Ugh, I always do this.
Did you check your pockets?
Of course I checked my... Never mind. I found it. Wait, Freddy?
Oh, God.
Freddy.
Not now, Mom. I have to,
I destroyed the tape already.
No!
That awful tape circulated when I was a kid. So many innocent kids were killed by the monster in that video. It's cursed, Freddy.
But Ainsley's not like that. She would never do that.
She has done that. And she'll do it to you.
Oh my God! Mom! How could you do this to me? You've literally ruined my life!
To think of Ainsley as a murderous demon is impossible when you know her like I do. She loves Cheetos. She listened to me talk about Star Wars. One time, she and her brother murdered their older sister by pushing her down a well and leaving her there to die, but I can't believe I never get to see her again.
Waking up in a world where I am forbidden from seeing my demon girlfriend feels so pointless.
Come on, Freddy. You're late for school. You haven't heard anything from...
No, Mom. Not since you destroyed the tape. Oh, I miss Ainsley. I miss the way she bends her elbows and the way she crawls out of the TV...
Hey, Freddy boy.
Hey.
So I was thinking.
I've just really got to go to my locker.
Okay. Bye, Freddy.
I can't believe I'm never going to see her again. The tape. How did this get in here? Ainsley. Okay, Freddy, play it cool. There's an extra VCR in the janitor's closet. Just slip the tape into your backpack and don't let anyone see. Hello, Miss Peterson.
Good day.
Oh, God. Oh, I was close. Okay. I'm gonna put it in. Ainsley.
Freddy!
I'm sorry if it seemed like I abandoned you. My mother destroyed the tape. She thought it was cursed or something.
She's kind of right. I should explain. It is a cursed tape. And... I am a demon, and I killed a lot of people, and I was going to kill you.
Oh, wow.
For sure, but then... Oh, it's different with you somehow, and I just want to give up this whole cursed tape business for good. I'm bored of supernatural murder. I'm exhausted from all the TV climbing. I need to condition my hair. I'm ready to settle down with you.
I'm ready to settle down with you too, Ainsley. Let's do this. Let's be together. Screw what the world thinks of us. We belong together.
Where we go? Oh, what we do?
Take my hand. Let's get out of this janitor's closet and let's start our lives.
Everyone, what's the commotion? Oh my God.
Well, I guess they notice me now. And they're screaming because they're jealous. Jealous of me and my perfect demon girlfriend.
Can we stop and get some snacks on the way to our new lives?
Yeah, duh.